Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, where the big winter sale is now on. Get 30% of all the official Donegal GAA Peak range. Also, great savings on runners and leisure wear, in store and online.
A very good evening and welcome along to the return of the Score programme on Thursday nights here on Highland Radio. Coming up on tonight's show, we'll be looking forward to what's set to be a busy weekend as we preview a number of games that will feature live this weekend on our sports programmes. It is, of course, Dr. McKenna Cup final weekend. Donegal are playing Derry at 5 o'clock at Haley Park in Omagh on Saturday. We'll have full live commentary from that game. Plus, on Glen are playing St. Bridge, All-Ireland Club final at Croke Park. We'll have updates from that tie as well. And we'll preview both of those games with Michael McMullen of the Gaelic Life coming up later on in the programme. Plus, the Donegal senior ladies are also starting a new campaign under a new manager. They begin life in Division 2 against Laois on Sunday. We'll have updates from that fixture on Sunday afternoon. The new manager is John McNulty, and we'll also be hearing from him on the programme as well. But it's with soccer we begin, and the FAI Junior Cup action continues this weekend for three Donegal clubs from the Northwest chasing a place in the last 16. Cockhill Celtic are first up on Saturday against Limerick's Ashkeaton Kilcornan at 1 o'clock at the Charlie O'Donnell Sports Grounds. Letterkenny Rovers are in Galway to take on Mairview United at 4 o'clock on Saturday, while Buncrana Hearts will host Dublin outfit Harding United on Sunday with a kick-off down in Buncrana at 2 o'clock. We will have updates from all of those matches this coming weekend here in Highland. Now, as things stand, despite the extremely poor weather conditions, all those games are going ahead at the moment. Now, tonight on The Score, we're going to hear from the three managers of the three respective clubs that are still involved in the Junior Cup. Coming up very soon in the programme, Letterkenny boss Stephen McConnell and Buncrana manager Gary Duffy. But first of all, Chris Ashmore is caught up with the Cockhill Celtic boss, Gavin Cullen.
Often I would start these interviews by saying you're on the road again, but nice to get a home draw. It certainly does count. Ashkeaton Kilcornan AFC, I had to look it up, and they're probably the newest team in the competition because they're an amalgamation of two clubs. Probably most people up here don't know too much about them. Have you been doing a little bit of homework?
I had them watched at the weekend. That's about it. Don't really know a lot about them. Don't really know a lot about the league that they're in. But Limerick's a hotbed for football, so I would expect most of the teams and leagues down there to be quite decent. So look, we'll be treating it like any other game in a cup competition. We'll be treating it and treating them with utmost respect. But at the same time, we'll be going in with it confident that we can get a result.
Yeah, on paper it would appear, you know, you could have got a tougher draw, but at the end of the day, sometimes the unknown quantities, one thing you can't do is underestimate them, and as you say, you'll give them full respect.
Oh, absolutely not. Look, I think you can fall into that trap very easily, you know, with lots of games and lots of opposition, but you know, the minute you do that, you know, there's always cup upsets, there's always games where we see it all the time in the FA Cup in England and the FA Cup in Ireland. Like it's there's always one, you know, that can create the upset. So look, we can do is prepare properly, treat them with the utmost respect, and be ready for them, you know, and hopefully come out in the right end of the result.
Sometimes after Christmas, between holidays and weather disruptions, it can be a bit of an awkward time to play in the Junior Cup. But at least you're going into it, you know, the league form. Everything is going pretty much according to plan, and certainly no signs of slipping up in the league.
We were away to Kilmarnock last weekend, and we were home to Carnduna the weekend, and both teams put it up to us, and they were tough games. There were good battles, and look, two good results for us, a 2-0 and a 1-0, so obviously positive to keep the clean sheets. But we haven't hit the ground running after Christmas, but you know, the signs are there that the improvement, the boys are working and training hard and stuff like that, and they're looking forward to the game this weekend. So, like, all we can do is win our matches and beat what's in front of us, and at the minute, that's what we're doing, thankfully.
And for some of the elder statesmen, shall we say, in your squad, Gavin, just, you know, how much would it mean to them if they could go on a really good run, or maybe all the way in the FAI Intermediate Cup? How important is it to keep going in this competition?
It's vital. Like you said, at just all the start of the season, whatever competitions you're in, you want to go far into them, and usually we do in most seasons, and this season is looking like no different. But like, as I say, we never look too far. Obviously, with the FA Intermediate Cup last year and how successful it was and how much the players enjoyed it, we would love nothing more as a group and as players to do the same in the Junior Cup. And look, it's going to be difficult. We've already played 4 or 5 rounds and we're only in the last 32, so there's a lot of football between now and the latter stages of the competition.
And the game itself, you've obviously had negotiations with the Limerick club about the day and the kick-off time.
Yeah, so we facilitated them. They came to us and asked us about could we go Saturday, and we'd no issue with it at all. So we know ourselves the amount of effort and commitment and money and to travel around the country for games. So look, we'll do what we can to facilitate them and make their stay enjoyable, apart from the 90 minutes, hopefully.
Now, the weather, and that could be a little bit of a leveler on the day, and sometimes if the forecast isn't great, a little mistake here and there, and suddenly, who knows?
Oh, absolutely. Look, it's cup football, it's cup games. We've all been the end of it in a positive and negative way. So, like, you just never know. Like, we will have to be at ourselves. We will have to be right, and we'll have to do our job. And our job on Saturday is to get in the next round of the cup by hook or by crook, and that's what we're aiming to do.
Yeah. So, is it a welcome distraction from the bread and butter of the Jackie Crossan Premier Division?
Oh, absolutely. I think every time you play in the national competitions, they're a distraction. There'll always be a wee bit more talk about it, in the week building up to the games, and a wee bit more interest created, and especially with the media and like yourselves and stuff. So I think that always helps, and it always helps with the players as well, and getting them focused and getting the crowds out to the games as well. So look, it definitely creates a bit of a buzz.
Yeah, and two teams from the Inishowen League in the last 32, which reflects just how strong the league is, and the hope will be that there'll be two in the last 16.
Oh, absolutely. Like, I think it is a decent standard. I think the games we've had this year have all been fairly difficult, in different ways. And I think obviously adding Letterkenny Rovers into that as well, they're in the last 32, and it'll be great for Donegal football to get the three clubs to get through in the last 16 and beyond. So, look, fingers crossed for all three teams of the weekend that we all go and do the business and show how the standard of football is in the North West, which I think we all realise it's decent, to be honest.
And finally, Gavin, do you expect to be pretty much near full strength?
Possibly. Lee McColgan suspended, and he's injured as well, so he's out at the weekend, and Jay Bradley's got a kind of hamstring injury, so he'll be assessed during the week. Other than that, I think we have a full squad too.
And of course, one of your big strengths is the guys on the bench. You've plenty of experience there, and a couple of really good young fellas too.
Oh, yeah, we do. We've got good experience in the likes of Ashley McColgan, Peter Doherty, Jarvan Freel, and James Bradley, the guys, Harry Doherty, and that's, and we've really, really good young players there at the minute. Ron Brennan was come on, made his debut at the weekend, looked really good. Obviously, Jay Bradley, Jamie McKinney, Adam McLaughlin. The rest is on. Our squad depth is always good. It's always strong, and it makes my job difficult to pick a team, but it also makes it easier because we know who comes off the bench and stuff can make a difference as well. So it's hugely important.
That's Coghill Celtic manager Gavin Cullen speaking to Chris Ashmore. Okay, there's more in the FAI Junior Cup here on Highland after this commercial break.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, where the big winter sale is now on. Get 30% of all the official Donegal GAA Peak range. Also great savings on runners and leisure wear, in store and online.
Welcome back to The Score. Lots of Gaelic games to come in the latter part of the show, but we're staying with soccer and we're staying with the FAI Junior Cup. We've already heard from the Cockhill Celtic camp, but Letterkenny Rovers and Buncrana Hearts are also in action against Mairview United and Harding United respectively this weekend. We'll be hearing from Buncrana manager Gary Duffy very, very soon ahead of their tie on Sunday, which is down in Inishowen. But Letterkenny Rovers are off to Galway on Saturday to play Mairview with a 4 o'clock start. This week, Chris has been speaking to the Letterkenny boss, Stephen McConnell.
Stephen McConnell, countdown on to another big FAI Junior Cup clash for Letterkenny Rovers. You're away to Mairview United, one of the top names in Connacht soccer, and so it's fair to say you're getting used to these away trips.
Would have been nice to get a home trip for a change, but we're on the road now early Saturday morning again. They head down to Galway. We overnight to Wexford, won't, I would say, any further than Galway, and we probably might have had to overnight it again, but Galway's doable. And the fact that 4 o'clock kickoff helps us too, because if it had been the Sunday 1 o'clock, we'd have been away at the silly hours and Sunday morning. So thankfully they've kind of said this, they could play Saturday at 4, which saves us the early start.
Yeah, so the path to this fifth round of the Cup, it's been a tricky enough one, but you've come through every hurdle so far.
Yeah, we haven't had it easy, to be honest. But you know, the lads have performed well. Like, we went down, probably the odds were stacked against us there. And Wexford in the previous round playing North End United, and they had previously won the Cup. So that went down to penalties, you know yourself. A bit of almost a lottery, but at the same time, I would usually be nervous in penalties, but I actually didn't feel it, and I felt confident every time one of our players stepped up. So our preparations for this one's kind of along the same lines. We try and do a wee bit of homework on our opposition, but at the same time, it's going into the unknown a little bit too.
Yeah, now the fact that you've beaten a former winner of the competition, North End United, one suspects you'll have no fear going to Mairview. That said, you know, they're almost, a household name for anybody who follows domestic soccer. They've been in the League of Ireland. They've always had good young players coming through. And look, you know, you're going to be in for a tough game.
Yeah, it's not going to be easy. Obviously, it's the away draw, but as you said, they're a former League of Ireland side and probably a household name around the country. Like, everyone knows Mairview. Everyone knows Mairview's a Galway team, and the maroon and blue, and it'll be a tough test. Like, every Irish squad from the seniors to the right underage has always had Mairview players in it.
Yeah.
And even the current international senior side has former players in it. So, you know, they're always producing. And we'll have a tough day ahead at the weekend.
I didn't realise actually till this week that Pat Hoban, Dundalk's all-time leading scorer, who has now joined Derry City, he's a former Mairview player, so he might be keeping an eye on the result as well.
Jeez, right, yeah. I actually didn't know that myself, right.
So now I was looking at their league form, it seems to be a bit mixed. They're in the Premier Division, Galway. I think they've won 3, drawn 1 and lost 3. I don't know, can you read much into that?
Not really, like I have... You know yourself, and doing a bit of homework, and I happen to know someone involved in Mairview. I've done one of my coaching licences with them, and they just mentioned they were struggling to get their full team out for league games, but they seem to be making a go at the Cup, and they got a couple of new signings in over the last week or two, I've been told, as well, from League Ireland. So look, they'll be like, if they're going for it, they've beat last year's semi-finalists and 2 of last year's quarter-finalists in the previous round. So It's not going to be easy, regardless of their league form and what that shows.
Yeah. Now, this time of year, the weather can also play its part. That said, they have a great setup down there in Mairview. So, I mean, the pitch, one suspects, will be in pretty decent shape. But, you know, it could still be a wet and windy day, and that can always add to something unexpected happening.
Yeah, it'll be 6. Well, I'm thinking of trying to look a wee bit under the weather, but you can't really, it's never really accurate this far out, but yeah, it's not giving it too pleasant of a day, but like it'll be bad for them. They'll not be used to the kind of choppy weather or the cold that the same will be kind of up against. So it'll be bad for both sides. I'd imagine they're kind of a good footballing side. So we'll try and keep the ball on the ground as much as possible. Like if the ball's in the air, it tends to get lost in the wind sometimes. But yeah, there's not much we can really do about the weather, but just prepare as best as we can and go into the game and see what they're made of and see what we're made of.
So last weekend, you beat Rathmullen Celtic 3-1, I think it was, in the Brian McCormick Cup. How important is it to go into a game like this with a little bit of momentum after the Christmas break?
Yeah, of course, right. The momentum's good, thankfully. So far this season, we haven't lost any games. We've played 16, won 15, drew 1. So we have a fair bit of momentum, and it'll always carry you a bit, but at the same time, we can't rely on it either because you don't want to worry about complacency. So we'll just have to prepare for this as best we can and make sure the boys are up for it on the day.
And training in the camp, I mean, what's the feeling about the Merview game? Everybody's pretty psyched up for it?
Yeah, everyone's ready for it. Everyone's kind of pumped up. Like, we had two kind of injuries, unfortunately, at the Rathmullen game. We lost two players in the first half. One more a precaution, but another more experienced player got a bad injury and probably expected to be out for 4 to 6 weeks. So there's not much we can do about that. Thankfully, we have a big squad, and what's kind of kept us going this year is having the same kind of quality on the bench as we're taking off the pitch and stuff. So yeah, it's a big squad and a good squad we have this year.
Now, it's a very tough competition to win the FAI Junior Cup. You're into the last 32. If you can get past this hurdle, last 16, I mean, there's a lot of big names in there, but who knows?
Yeah, we'll try not to look too far ahead. We'll just worry about one game at a time. But yeah, look, you see the names left in it, and they're all almost known to you, and like Buncrana and Cockhill are in there as well, and they'll be trying to make a real name for themselves. Like Cockhill were a penalty kick away from winning the Intermediate Cup back in May, so they'll fancy themselves for this as well.
Now, getting up into the Premier Division of the Donegal League, that's obviously a priority you set out at the start of the season. In some ways, the Cup is a little bit of a distraction, but it's certainly a nice one.
Yeah, it is. Hey, look, we're the last remaining Donegal League team in it. We were before the last round, where we won. So look, the league's the bread and butter, that's the priority. Get out of this division, get into the Premier. Donegal Town now are at top. We have a couple of games in hand, but yeah, the World Cup competition's running the better. We've won league game this month, which we played the first game back there against Convoy, and last weekend was Cup in the Brian McCormick. This weekend is the FAI Junior Cup, and next week is the Ulster Cup. So there's a lot of cup competitions, which give us a bit of a backlog of league games, but I think we have a squad big enough and capable enough of dealing with that pressure.
In the last round, you got through on penalties, so have you been practising penalties during training?
No, actually, we haven't. I mean, I don't know how that'll sound, but no, to be honest, we haven't. I think sometimes when we're setting up the training, the boys will all go over and they'll all hit a wee penalties, but no, we didn't practice before the last round either. We have players there, some of them are seasoned players, and I suppose they know how to hit a penalty, but like it's always good to practice a wee bit. But no, we haven't really planned ahead for that yet. Like we're just kind of working on a bit of shape and a bit of positional play, and we'll see where we go. We'll just make sure we're as prepared as possible.
And finally, no doubt a few Rovers fans will be making the trip to Galway to cheer you on.
Yeah, a few came down to Wexford that time, and quite a few stayed in the hotel with us as well. Like we had a big quiz the night before, and you know, a bit of team bonding, and we let the supporters that come down join in as well. And obviously, the supporters were having a drink. We were on the water and the healthy eating. But there's a few coming down in the bus, and there's actually quite a few making their own way down as well on the morning of the game. So yeah, it should be. Should be a big day for all associated with the club.
And at the end of the day, you know, looking at a game like this, you know, it's like tossing a coin. It really could go either way.
Yeah, I believe so. Like, look, we're not expecting an easy day, and like we're trying to do a wee bit of homework on them, and I'm sure they're doing the same on us, and they're asking questions. What we know about them and what they know about us is probably similar. Like, they're going to have strengths, and it's up to us to try and stop that.
Stephen, there we'll leave it. Listen, we wish you the very best of luck at Fahey's Field. 4 o'clock kickoff on Saturday. Letterkenny Rovers taking on Merview United in the FAI Junior Cup fifth round. Best of luck once again.
Thank you, Chris.
Buncrana Hearts opposition in the fifth round of the FAI Junior Cup is Harding FC from Dublin, and they happen to have quite a few Donegal players in their squad, including the likes of Shane Sweeney from Fannad, Sean Boner, Keju, Michael Kilfeather, Carn Dunna, and Shane Gibbons and Jason Ashmore from Bonnegie United, also Dara Harper. So lots of connections there, and that could add to the occasion. Well, Gary Duffy is manager of the Buncrana Hearts side, who reached the quarterfinals last year. Can they go even further this year? I've been speaking with Gary about the big game. I suppose, first of all, nice to get a home draw.
Yeah, another home draw. We've been lucky from our couple of runs in the Junior Cup with the draws. We've had more home ones than what we had away, so that's good.
Now, your opposition this time, Harding FC from the Ringsend area in Dublin. They play in the United Churches League. Do you know much about them?
Not much, but just how they set up and stuff. I know they're kind of the United Churches from talking to people. It's not the strongest league in the country, but look, you have to take every fixture in the last 32 of the FA Junior Cup serious, and again, that's what we'll be doing. So look, we've got as much as we possibly could about them, just how they set up, where their strengths and weaknesses is. So that's really all you can go on, but focus more on ourselves and go out and do the job that we're asked to do and see where it takes us.
Yeah, so, I mean, in terms of training, probably not going to really alter things from what you would be doing too much normally.
We had a good session there. Just with the kickoff time, everything's really the same. We offered them the change of the kickoff time if they wanted it, but they were happy enough to go with the 2 o'clock kickoff. So everything's normal routine Sunday, but obviously it's a Junior Cup. It's the biggest one we can play in as a junior team, so we'll be looking to give it a good rattle come Sunday.
Now, this time of year could be heavy enough conditions out there, and sometimes the importance of having a strong bench comes into play, and you know, in that regard, certainly Buncrana, you have that bit of strength and depth.
The last time I spoke to you, I was discussing the strength and depth. We are down a few bodies, so we are. Aaron McDade played his first full game there on Sunday. He's been coming back from an injury. Cian McGarvey has torn a hamstring. He's put another 3 weeks to do. Jamie McDade's come back from an injury. He's played a 90 minutes, came out okay. Sean Mullen still struggling. And we've lost Sean McDermott, who's gone to Derby, centre-half. So we have kind of, we're down a few, but with the squad we have, the numbers are still okay. So the depth is starting to play a part at the minute in the squad. So that's coming with us at the minute, whereas before we might not have that depth to get players to step up. For sure, Sean McDermott was the name I was trying to get out there, who'd gone to Derby.
Yeah, so a little bit of change of personnel. But if you look at your league form and the other competitions that you're involved in, I mean, there's no doubt about it. You know, you've just like last season, you hit the ground running. You're in contention going on a number of fronts. Just how important would it be to extend this Junior Cup run and maybe to go even further than you did last year?
That's really big for the club. We've been in the Cup last year and had a great run on it. And as I said to you before, these big games give the lads more experience and mature them more as players along the way. So look, obviously we'd love to go another step further. And look, as I keep saying to you, we take every game at a time and treat every game the same. With the same respect and the same mentality and the same professionalism. So look, 100% we want to give this a rattle and go as far as we possibly can on it.
Now, when you're up against opposition that you don't really know too much about, The first goal, I mean, it's an old cliche, but it is so important because it really will change the pattern of the game. And one would think, you know, if the visitors come and they get a goal, they could just park the bus.
That's true. And two ways of looking at that, Chris. Like, you come into the unknown and you're not knowing much about them. And it's the same for them. They've probably done a couple of phone calls on us. And definitely, you're right. Like, sometimes it, you can over-elaborate that and think on things in a different way. And teams can come in and sit in a low block and park the bus against you. Definitely, if they go one up, and it makes it hard no matter what level you're playing at. But look, as I keep saying to our boys, just, we've learned through some of the big games since I've come in that maybe one or two of the bigger games we've played in, we focused a wee bit more on the opponents and maybe overdone it a wee bit. So you learn that from big games. And me as a manager as well, you learn that from the bigger games you play. So we're focusing more on ourselves and what we're capable of doing and where our strengths are and how we can hurt teams and how we can win games. So we'll be doing that for as long as we possibly can. This cup, focusing really on the lads that we have available to put out on the park. And focus on our strengths. And look, you'll do a small bit of homework, but that's more from last year's maturity. Let's focus on ourselves and believe in ourselves and go and do what we know we can do.
And as you prepare for the game, obviously, given your league form and everything, you know, every reason to be optimistic?
Yeah, 100%. I'm definitely optimistic about trying to get into the last 16 of the cup again. And look, as a city and these cups, once you go into the national stages of cups, you want the home draw, and that's the first thing you look at, a home draw and who you're playing. And then look, as you stated there a while ago, the weather conditions is going to play a part as well. It gives a rough weekend, but look, we just have to totally solely focus on ourselves and go and try and do our job.
So, Gary, last year the run in the cup, you know, it really galvanised everybody. It got the crowds behind. And, you know, once again, if you can extend the cup run, it would mean so much to everybody at Bunkeranna Hearts.
Yeah, look, definitely that's a big one for the club. Like, it's obviously the biggest cup that we can play. And obviously, if you qualify for last four, you're in the senior cup. But it's the highest we can play as a junior club. And look, it brings a different buzz about the club from my time being there. Young kids and stuff coming down with blue and white flags and bigger crowds come down to watch it. As you said there's teams from the unknown coming, and it just brings a different kind of buzz about the town the week of the Junior Cup when you're getting into the latter stages of it. Even in my own house, my wee lad plays with the under 8s. He's buzzing for the Junior Cup weekends because he doesn't know who's coming to play, and that buzz along with all the other young kids and the senior people who come down and watch on the ex-player. So it's great luck to be the manager of the club and games like this year. And look, the longer we stay in it, the more benefit it is for our club. It gives a great buzz about the town. Like.
So that's Gary Duffy ending our preview pieces of the FAI Junior Cup action this weekend as three sides from the Northwest, of course, chase a place in the last 16. Okay, time for another break. Gaelic Games on the way after these.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, where the big winter sale is now on. Get 30% of all the official Donegal GAA Peak range. Also, great savings on runners and leisure wear, in store and online.
Welcome back to a new season of The Score here in Highland. It's also a new season for the Donegal Ladies, who start life in Division 2 of the National Football League this Sunday afternoon away to Laois. Manager John McNulty is without several experienced players for the year ahead. The likes of Niamh Higgerty, Nicole McLaughlin, Emer Gallagher, Karen Guthrie and Geraldine McLaughlin opting out for the 2024 season. But the county boss has Niamh McLaughlin back from Australia, and Katie Hearn has also committed to another campaign. McNulty is in his first year at the helm, and despite household names absent, he says there is a committed panel in place for the season ahead, and that things have settled in well since he took over the reins.
Yeah, it's been exciting. It's definitely a new challenge, and with that as well, obviously with the Donegal Ladies, with a lot of girls stepping away, a new team in a lot of ways as well, a lot of new players coming in and trying to probably assess things, and that takes time. I must say they've all trained very well so far this year, and we're putting things together. But I guess the Sunday will really tell a tale against Leicester, where we're actually at.
Yeah. We'll mention a couple of them, Gareth, that you're missing. And listen, they're seasoned campaigners, so they are at senior level. Niamh Hegarty, Nicole McLaughlin, Emer Gallagher, Karen Guthrie and Geraldine McLaughlin all opting out for the 2024 season. Did you know from very early on that these key players wouldn't be available to you, John?
Yeah, I did make contact with them all. I spoke with them all. There were different reasons probably for stepping away. Obviously, Geraldine is out because she's expecting a child in next month, I think. So from that end, we'll see afterwards with her. But the rest of them have all opted to retire, you know, so from their different ways, probably different chapters in their lives to move on to. So that's understandable, and I fully accept that.
Top quality players they were as well, John. But you have to work with what you have. Do you see quality in the squad now that you've assembled ahead of the league, John?
Yeah, I mean, they're girls in there, and as I say, they're working very hard, and they're putting their hand up for a place in the team, and they're willing to give as much commitment as anybody else would. And I think from that end, you know, we can't fault them at all. But again, it'll come down to just the way we're playing at the minute, and just see how we go over the next few days, and the team will be decided then for Sunday. Yeah.
How many new faces can we expect, John?
A few. There'll definitely be probably four or five new faces anyway that'll be in. And look, again, it's maybe a bit of trial and error at the start to find your way. And, you know, probably in times of preparation, you know, you're probably in from November, December. Like when you're trying to assemble a new panel, sometimes it does take a bit longer and you need that bit of time. And over the winter, sometimes trying to get games and different things like that can be difficult, and pitches and everything else. So you just have a lot of that to do. Yeah. So we're looking forward. We'll tell on Sunday, you know, how we're going. But it's early days for us in that capacity. And again, get gears just the way that maybe we want to play and things like that we want to do. So it'll take time. But again, we're still looking on Sunday to go down and to do our best and come away hopefully with a victory.
Yeah. Before we talk about Leicester, just one other point. It's a boost to you, and it's a boost for Donegal. Niamh McLaughlin back from Australia, having had a successful campaign down under. And Amy Boyd-Carr signed up in Australia as well, but she's available to you in 2024.
Without a doubt. Niamh came back there in around maybe the middle of December. She actually came back a few days beforehand and came back straight training, you know, and it's a testament to her, you know, the commitment level she shows to Donegal football there, you know, over there, the course of the last few months there. You know, probably when people come back from Australia, they don't have to. Maybe they have a different way of thinking, straight back into it. And, you know, is really focused on getting into top shape and get, you know, work with the team. And Amy, I'm delighted for Amy that she got that, because you see her there at training. You know, she's a fabulous player, and she just really deserves that opportunity in Australia. And the big thing for us, of course, is that she's staying for the season until our season's over. So I'm hoping to have her for quite a while yet.
Yeah, I know, speaking to our colleagues in the media in the Midlands, that there's a bit of change in Leash as well, a considerable amount of change compared to the changes that's in Donegal. So they're finding their way as well. I think there's only three players left from the side that won the All-Ireland a couple of seasons ago, John. So there's a bit of unknown now as you go to a new campaign for both sides.
Yeah, that's probably true. You know, with a lot of teams, maybe there always comes change at a certain time, and you just have to try and re-establish a new team, and that takes time. I think from the Donegal team that played in the All-Ireland semi-final against Meath, I think in two years ago, I think out of that 15, we have probably six starters from that team. So, you know, there's a big turnover of nine players. So, yeah, you have to take time to rebuild with players and give them a chance and the opportunity to develop. And as I said to you at the start, that just doesn't happen overnight. That takes a wee while to bed in. And so maybe, you know, for us, starting off against Leash in Division 2 down there is probably not a bad start in terms of getting these girls game time at a competitive level.
Finally then, is the immediate target to get promotion and get back to Division 1?
My immediate target, actually, right now is Leash on Sunday and see a go. Obviously, it's my debut as the manager, and I'm just really looking forward to going down with the team. We'll go down on Saturday, and we'll spend the overnight there, and we'll prepare well for Sunday. And I'm looking forward to us playing on Sunday and hopefully coming away with a victory at the end of it and going back up the road happy with 2 points. That's where I'm at, Oisín.
Okay. Listen, John, thanks for taking the call, and we wish you and the ladies the very best of luck this weekend in your season opener.
Thank you very much, Oisin.
There you go. That's John McNulty, Donegal's senior ladies manager, who are down in Laois this coming weekend. Next up on the programme, we're going to be speaking with Michael McMullen of the Gaelic Life to look ahead to two big matches, Donegal and Derry, of course, playing the pre-season Dr. McKenna Cup competition final on Saturday at Hayley Park in Omagh. 5 o'clock start there to that game. It's live on Highland this Saturday evening. And we'll also have coverage as well from Croke Park on Sunday with regular updates from Glen against St. Bridget's as the Derry champions, Glen, look to be crowned All-Ireland senior club champions for the very first time. Some massive games this weekend ahead, Saturday and Sunday, and I'll be looking to those with our regular contributor from the Gaelic Life. That's Michael McMullen. As always, Michael, welcome along to the programme. Good to speak to you.
Always good to chat, Oisin.
Yeah, good to talk football this time of the year. Listen, we've got a final to look forward to. Well, a couple of finals to look forward to this weekend. First up on Saturday, it's the Dr. McKenna Cup decider. Donegal against Derry. A lot of people will be wondering who's going to be showing the hand at the weekend with such a crucial game between these two sides to come to open the championship up in a number of a weeks' time. What are you expecting on Saturday, Michael?
Well, first of all, Oisin, it was always going to happen, wasn't it? You know, they talk about the McKenna Cup, but we sort of expected it, didn't we? What am I expecting? It's hard to know because you would imagine neither manager would want to back down because you always want to make a statement of sorts if you're going to play somebody later in the year, I would imagine. But listening to your interview with Jim, it sounds as if unless you're 100% fit, you won't be considered, which is a fair enough thing when you're 7 days out from the league. And from a Derry point of view, obviously, Mickey won't have the lads from Glen, which I think might add up to 4 or 5 lads, maybe 6, and Conor McCluskey. They seem to be the people who are unavailable at the moment. And after that, he's playing everybody. I think he's got 6 players that have played every single game so far. So there's a bit of continuity there in the middle of McKenna Cup, which, as we all know, is largely an experimental competition.
Yeah. Listen, it's all changed around Donegal, particularly on the managerial front. What have you made? Listen, you can't read too much into the pre-season start of the year competition, but what have you made of Donegal, of what you've seen in them, Michael, over the last number of weeks?
Well, I suppose the first thing is obviously Jim comes in as manager. He's got a track record of what happened in the past. So that automatically brings a kick. I interviewed young Caelan McCulgan up at the press launch and that's what he said. He says, look, Jim has come in and he's a winner and, you know, people want to play for him. Obviously, he's got them into unbelievable shape, which is obviously the number one requirement when you start off, and it's something Jim would have done in the past. And but he's got all the main men back. You know, I think he's used 31 players in the McKenna Cup. And, you know, he hasn't used Big Hugh McFadden. McCulgan's injured. You know, Conor O'Donnell. Niall O'Donnell, and obviously, McFadden Ferry. You'll maybe correct me, and that's a long-term injury. So outside of those players, he's got everybody that I would imagine he wants. And that's a great start. From watching the first half of the Monaghan game, I'll caveat it with the fact that Monaghan didn't have Began and couldn't seem to get their hands on the ball. Donegal just seemed to stop teams building, get the man stopped up and go on the break. And with Oisin Gallen up there, like we all saw last year how brilliant a player he is, if you're playing that type of game, where you're stopping teams building and going on the break. And that's what every team's trying to do now. You need good front men. And that's some start. Yeah. Like when Jim came in at the start, he revolved his whole team around Murphy. I'm not comparing the two, but you still need a good man up there. And Oisin Farah is a class player.
What about Shane McGuigan? He, of course, is top quality. He's the man up top for Derry, scoring 14 points in the competition. Donegal have been racking up the goals over the last couple of weeks, but Derry haven't been. And Michael, as you go to the league, would that be a concern?
It certainly would be. Now, obviously, Derry don't have their full hand at the moment, but they might not have much more than this when they go to Kerry, because Mickey has said on record that he's leaving the Glen players return up to themselves. So your question is, it is a concern. Against, I don't remember them creating a goal chance against Down off the top of my head. Cavan, not really. But, sorry, they did have one saved by Liam Brady, a brilliant save it was too. But they did create three or four good chances against Armagh. At least they're creating them, but, you know, you got to start taking them. And if you think back to why Derry were successful in 2022, you're automatically thinking to Benny Hearn and those goals against Monaghan. It just jumps out at you. So that probably is a concern, but at least they're creating them. The thing about it is, when you see the way Donegal play with that bit of steeliness they have in their system, it'll be hard enough to break them down this weekend. So if they do get a chance in Omagh on Saturday, I know it's only the McKenna Cup, but if you're trying to improve on things, whatever chance they do get on Saturday, Derry people would want their team to take it, you know, so we'll see.
Yeah. It's so intriguing, isn't it? We thought that we may never see a Mickey Hart v Jim McGuinness again, but that was obviously flipped in its head over the last 6 months. And the hype already around it at the start of the year with this game coming this weekend, Michael, it's so intriguing, so it is.
I think it's brilliant. Not even the McKenna Cup on Saturday, which is obviously what we're talking about here, but in general, what does this not do to the Ulster Championship? You know, a competition people are sort of thinks is on its way out, but it's an unbelievable. You know, you've two of the most successful managers in you know in Ulster and Mickey Hart probably across the land with three All Ireland senior titles. So to have those boys back, you chat about intrigue. You know, the whole crack about putting up a fence around Convoy and stuff. You know, you can say what you want about it, but God, it's got tongues wagging. People want to know what's happening, and it definitely brings people to games. It'll be interesting to see what sort of intentions it brings to Omagh.
Yeah.
Maybe the snow will go away, Oisín, and we'll get a good crowd, but it's brilliant.
Yeah, fingers crossed the weather is going to ease and we will get a game of football. Just briefly then, who are you tipping on Saturday? How do you see it going?
Very hard to say because it's unpredictable with the McKenna Cup, and you don't know really who's going to be out until we actually see the team lists. But both have been quite similar in terms of a decent core. Like, I'm just looking down the Donegal list. There's roughly about five or six lads here that I make have played all three games. So both teams are going in the same way. It's maybe going to be Shane McGuigan versus Oisín McGowan, who can shoot the lights out that wee bit more. Which team can close out the other one that wee bit more? But maybe Derry will need a goal to win it, and that's when they might struggle, but we'll see. Call a winner, sure. Go for Derry for the crack.
Well, listen, both managers would like to win the game, but both will say as well that there's bigger matches to come in the weeks ahead in the league and then obviously into the championship. But there's a huge game for Glen on Sunday, and having come through against Kilmacrood Crokes, they've been seen now as favourites for the All-Ireland Club title against St Bridget's of Roscommon. How do you think they're going to carry that, Michael?
They are favourites. There's no way of... I don't think anybody in Glen could argue a case that they're underdogs. You're 100% right. They seem to have tried to play down the Kilmacud game, and it's hard to work out where they sit with that, because, you know, they tried to play it down. Maybe it's because it got so much attention, but they were brilliant for a lot of it, you know. And then between Kilmacud closing them out, it was like squeaky bum time for... There's maybe 10 minutes they couldn't get their hands on the ball. So the question is, what's their mentality like since? You know, I get the impression the players have switched off immediately. Like, as soon as the final whistle happened, I would say all bar Danny Tallon and Michael Warnock, who I saw doing interviews, everybody else was in the changing room. The players weren't around the supporters after the game. It was into the changing room, and by the time they came out, they were chatting about, you know, getting the heads right. So I think they're a very mature group. I think that won't affect them. But, you know, and Malachy also said it on the interview with me at the press night, you won't really know how switched on you are until, I suppose, Benton Colley throws up the ball on Sunday. But I get the impression that they'll just take it in their stride. I think they're realistic enough to know, even though they did come up that mountain against Kilmacud, they know that last year they went to a final and didn't win it. You know, so no matter what happens and no matter how much you think that the semi-final was a massive game. We all know Croke Park's a great place to go, but it's a horrible place when you lose, because it's just, you know, you're just a nobody if you lose at Croke Park. You know, let's face it. So they'll be hoping not to be that person this year again.
Yeah. Everything seems to be building towards it being Glenn's day. Everything that happened last year and this year up to this point now with the final to come. And I know, Michael, that we spoke during the year, and we always ask the question week in, week out, have Glenn kicked into gear yet? Have Glenn kicked into gear yet? It has taken them a long while, I suppose, to get into the top end of the gears, and that only came through in that first half, particularly against Kilmacud.
You couldn't be more bang on there, Oisin. And you did ask me on a couple of occasions, and Malachy more or less did say, he says they thought that was their best performance of the year. Like, they were 7 points up twice. Unfortunately, with the fog, we couldn't see it all, but they were in complete control. And I think one of the biggest pluses Glenn have, and I think that's what helped them against Kilmacud, they don't have a weak link. They all play well. They all play as a team. They don't have that marquee man. Like, we were chatting about Shane McGuigan versus Oisin Gall on Saturday. Glenn don't really have that type of player. St. Bridges have Ben O'Carroll. We're off on a wee bit of a tangent here, but Glenn have that balance where nothing ever seems to faze them. And I think that's going to be a big, big advantage on Sunday. Yeah.
Do they need to be playing their best football for longer periods now than next stages, finally, Michael, if they are going to be crowned All-Ireland champions?
I think they do, but I think probably what sums it up for me, and it was a line I threw into my Gaelic Life preview there, I think Glenn need to park Kilmacud Crokes, except that it was a big one, and I think they need to go to Croke Park and play like there's no tomorrow, because this is it. They have won 3 Derry championships. They've won 2 Ulster championships. Kilmacud beat them in a final in the last minute. Kilcoo beat them after extra time and went on to win the All-Ireland. So the 2 teams that have beat them have been the top dogs. This is Glenn's chance. I think they need to go and just hunt down this game like nothing ever matters after it, because it's obviously the biggest prize. There's only been 3 Derry teams that have won it, and I think they need to go with ravenous hunger and remember that hurt from last year, and obviously play with the calm manner that they play with. And if they do that, and I would be confident they'll be in a position to be the 4th Derry team to win an All-Ireland.
We'll wait to see how the weekend develops. Michael McMullen, as always, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Oisin.
Good as always to talk to Michael McMullen. A busy weekend ahead. Don't forget, if you missed any of the programme tonight, you will be able to recap in the sports section off our website, highlandradio.com. Fingers crossed the weather clears up and we'll get some sporting action this weekend. What's left of your Thursday, have a good one. Enjoy.